This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus is causing fear in the United Kingdom and abroad, so much so that countries across the globe have shut their borders to Britain to try to prevent the highly infectious strain from entering. Now, BioNTech's chief executive is speaking out with a message of calm. Ugur Sahin of BioNTech, the company that co-developed the Pfizer vaccine, said he is confident the vaccine would be effective against a variant of the coronavirus. He told Bild TV that his company is investigating the mutation, but he viewed the matter with a degree of soberness. The World Health Organization also has cautioned against major alarm, saying this was a normal part of a pandemic's evolution. The WHO added there is no evidence the new strain is deadlier or more severe than any more common strains, and the best thing people can do is work to suppress transmission. Several countries have imposed bans on British commercial airline flights, automobile journeys, and cross-channel trains and freight because of rising international alarm, and one of Britain's major supermarket chains warned the blockade could trigger shortages of fresh fruit and vegetables later this week. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine moments ago at a hospital in the U.S. state of Delaware. The president-elect thanked the healthcare and clinical workers who have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He also said the Trump administration deserves credit for getting Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine development program, off the ground. Also Monday, the U.S. government and two of the nation's largest pharmacy chains began a nationwide campaign to vaccinate nursing home residents. The program is led by Walgreens Boots Alliance and CVS Health Corps. This is VOA News.